You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for another Executive Lounge segment. We speak to executives from around South Africa and potentially even around the world regarding what it is that they get up to when they are not being high-profile executives. And this week's executive is the head of Virgin Atlantic International for Africa, Middle East and the Asia-Pacific region, Liesel Gericke. She joins me on the line to just get a sense of who she is and get to know her a little bit better. Thanks so much for the time, Liesel. 20, possibly even 30 years, almost 30 years in aviation and travel. Why that sector? What sparked the passion?
Wow. Hello, Jimmy. What a privilege to be with you this afternoon. So thank you for the opportunity. But I think probably my most vivid memory around travel was sitting on my dad's lap when I was a tiny little girl looking through his black and white photo albums. My dad worked in the South African Air Force and was for quite a long time stationed in the UK and all across Europe, and worked in South Africa House on Trafalgar Square. So I just vividly remember these pictures from around the world, and I just, all I wanted to do was get on an aeroplane and travel. And so I did do exactly that after school, and I think the passion just really kind of grew from that moment onwards. So that's really what's taken me in this direction.
And to end up at a business like Virgin Atlantic that is this year celebrating its 40th birthday, how has that journey been from studying tourism, coming into the space, looking at how the space has changed and transformed over the years to finally being where you are?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I started off very humble beginnings as a travel agent working for one of South Africa's largest retailers, Flight Center. I started working for them when they were just tiny. They only had 10 stores. You probably were still in school. So I really did get my wings starting right from the bottom, working my way through the various paces. And, you know, I've just grasped every opportunity that was presented to me. I was in a very, very opportunistic time with Flight Center when it was growing fast. And, you know, there were lots of growth opportunities and development opportunities, learning opportunities, and I just really grabbed as many as I could. And that's given me sort of a really strong sort of platform in the space of leadership, commercial experience, travel, aviation experience. And I think I was 21 at that time, 21, and was promoted to the marketing manager of this national brand. So you could just imagine such a fresh young age, holding responsibility for such a big portfolio. And I just really grabbed all the opportunities. And that's taken me via different roles and different companies. I've only really ever worked for Flight Center and then another very big global company, Estia Travel, which unfortunately was a COVID casualty, but was the world's largest youth and student travel agency. And I just, you know, I again took on the opportunities to learn as quickly as much as I could, and then became, I think at the time, the youngest MD in the company and certainly the only female. I think I was just 30. And it really was, you know, just grabbing opportunities. And then I suppose from there on, Virgin Atlantic came up as an opportunity, and who doesn't want to work for the great Richard Branson? And so I leapt at it, and it's now been 13 magical years. So the longest tenure that I've had with any company, and very, very proudly so, working for this brilliant company.
Liesel, as someone who's clearly been trailblazing through their career and setting new boundaries and raising the ceiling in everything that you've done, you now manage an entire region or multiple regions for a global business. That clearly means you're responsible for a lot of people, a lot of decisions, a lot of conversations that take place. What would you say has been your strongest quality in making you such a good leader?
Jimmy, I look after the international region. And I guess the best way to explain that to anyone who doesn't know what international is, anything that's not North America or the UK, Virgin Atlantic holds its hub in London. And so anything that reaches beyond the UK into any other continent beyond the US is in my remit. And I think probably the most important thing that I can say to anyone in leadership is to really find your balance. And I know sometimes that seems such a cliched and such a, I suppose, overused term, but I spend about 6 months of the year traveling on aeroplanes in hotel rooms, and it sounds very glamorous, but I assure you, you know, when you're 2 a.m. at an airport standing in a queue and being whisked down for security, it's anything but glamorous. And, you know, in terms of being a great leader or being good for your people, you have to really put on the oxygen mask first. And so look after yourself, be healthy, be, you know, all the things that kind of gets you into the best physical, mental, emotional shape is how you then can impact those around you. And so I think probably from an early stage of my life, because I had my kids when I was quite young, you know, always had to kind of play a little bit of a balancing act. And I would make sort of rules around what are the absolute no's. And, you know, I was always quite strict with, you know, work is work and family is family. And yes, there will be some blend in this, but you got to have balance, because otherwise something's going to give, right? And in the end of the day, you're the only one who loses yourself if you can't find a bit of work-life balance.
Mm. Lisa, what does that balance look like now? How do you unwind at the end of a long day, at the end of a long flight? What do you do to take your mind off of work?
Ah, it's such a brilliant question. I'm so passionate about it as well, because I'm a very keen runner. And it's one of the easiest things for me to do when I travel around the world. Very often, our Virgin Atlantic 450 flight lands into Heathrow at 5 a.m. and I would get into an underground and get myself into central London before 6 a.m. and then go for a nice little trot around all of my favorite sites. And it's just one of the best things that I could do in terms of unwinding, dusting off the fog in your brain from a flight. And I try and catch miles in every country around the world where it's obviously safe to do so. But I love running. I'm really, really keen, a keen hiker. My husband and I just spent a couple of weeks traveling the Dolomites in Italy and climbing a few mountains, but very simple stuff. So really very easy things that's not complicated and can fit into my suitcase and doesn't become burdensome. So that is probably my number one unwind. And then secondly, I love cooking. So there's a bit of balance, eating and exercise. But I can find my flow in the kitchen for probably like a 3-4 good hours and just bake and cook and prepare meals for everyone who cares to eat. So I think those are probably my number one and number two ways of unwinding.
What's the favorite meal you enjoy preparing?
Oh, okay. So this is really easy for me, because India is one of the countries I look after, and I bring all my spices from the Indian markets to South Africa. So I'm a pretty good Indian chef, I must say so myself. So I can make a decent butter chicken or a korma. I can even make some really good dal makhani. And I love cooking Indian food. I find it really soothing to kind of learn my way around different spices. So yeah, so that's an easy one to say. And then of course, some good traditional South African food would be the close second.
Liesl, red or white wine?
Oh, well, I probably would lean to white first, but my husband's a keen red wine drinker. So we end up wine tasting so many glasses when we go on a wine taste, because I do the whites and he does the reds. And so, yeah, the rest follows, as you can imagine.
Well, that's the best way to have fun, right? I've always wanted to know this. As someone who works in the airline industry or in the aviation industry, when you travel to see the other regions or you're traveling for work, do you pay for your own flights?
No. The business pays for my travel. Thankfully, business travel. And I do a lot of it. So bloody hell, I would be very poor if I had to pay for my own travel. But yeah, in the industry, we're obviously extremely blessed. So most travel companies give wonderful benefits. And so my kids and my husband and I have traveled extensively. My husband's a pilot as well, so he's also been all over the world. My son's also a pilot, and my daughter sails in North America. She works on super yachts. So we are very, very much a traveling family and deeply passionate about it. And thank the Pope we get travel benefits, because they help a lot.
Liesl, what's your favorite destination that you've traveled to? I imagine you would have seen more countries than most. What's the one country you would always return to, other than home, obviously?
Okay, so you just said other than home. So I've been to more than 100 countries. So the plethora of places I've been to is unbelievable. And my favorite place on the planet, and so sorry to say this, but it is Cape Town. I'm born and raised in Cape Town, and it's the place that I feel happiest when I arrive into. And then I guess some of the magical places that I've experienced that really I suppose unexpectedly surprised me in terms of the beauty is places like Pakistan and India. There's actually beautiful places all over Africa as well. So, but home is best. And I think as a South African who looks after, I have probably the the benefit of wanting and the ability to live anywhere in the world. And I'm the biggest advocate and patriot for South Africa. And I always say, like, we live in the best place with the best weather, with the best food, with the best people. And I'm so blessed that I can do this wonderful job from this amazing country and not have to find myself living in some sort of miserable, dark and grey place. So so South Africa is number one on the list, without a doubt.
We are number one for a variety of reasons, and one of those reasons is, of course, we've got some of the best weather as well. I think we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Liesel. Thanks for giving us a bit more colour into what your life looks like when it's not clouded by work and travel. That's Liesel Gericke, who is head of Virgin Atlantic International, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.